WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Spartan Discipline Daily. You know, life can feel like a relentless race sometimes, right? We're constantly pushing ourselves, striving for more, trying to be the best version of ourselves. But what happens when the pressure mounts? When self-doubt creeps in, and that inner critic starts to roar. That's where today's episode comes, and we're diving deep into the powerful practice of self-compassion, because let's face it, treating ourselves with kindness is not a weakness, it's a superpower. Now, I know what you're thinking. Logan, I'm all about pushing boundaries, conquering challenges, being mentally tough. And trust me, that Spartan spirit is essential. But even the strongest Spartans knew when to rest, recover, and nurture themselves. Self-compassion isn't about giving up or settling for less. It's about understanding that setbacks are a part of the journey and we deserve our own support system, especially when things get tough. So, what can self-compassion actually do for your mental well-being? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that you can start implementing right away. First off, self-compassion helps reduce stress and anxiety. Ever felt like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel, worrying about every little thing? When we practice self-compassion, we learn to be kinder to ourselves when things go wrong, acknowledging our feelings without judgment. This creates a sense of inner peace that allows us to navigate life's ups and downs with more resilience. Next up, self-compassion boosts your self-esteem. Think about it. You wouldn't berate a good friend for making a mistake, would you? So why do we often treat ourselves so harshly? Self-compassion encourages us to see our imperfections as part of what makes us unique and valuable. It reminds us that we're worthy of love and acceptance even when we fall short of our own expectations. Number 3. Self-compassion fuels your motivation. Sounds counterintuitive, right? But here's the deal, when we're constantly beating ourselves up, it can actually demotivate us. Self-compassion, on the other hand, provides a supportive foundation that allows us to approach challenges with more courage and determination. Fourthly, self-compassion enhances your relationships. Remember that saying, you can't pour from an empty cup. When we practice self-compassion, we fill our own cups first, allowing us to be more present, understanding, and supportive in our interactions with others. It creates a ripple effect of kindness and connection. Finally, and this one is huge, self-compassion improves your overall mental well-being. By cultivating a sense of inner peace, self-acceptance, and resilience, we create a solid foundation for navigating life's inevitable challenges with grace and strength. Think about that last stressful situation you faced, a presentation at work, a tense conversation with a loved one, or maybe just a really rough morning. What would have happened if, instead of criticizing yourself for your reactions or actions, you had treated yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer to a friend? Imagine saying to yourself, "It's okay that I felt overwhelmed. This situation was tough, and I did my best." Imagine acknowledging your feelings without judgment and offering yourself words of comfort and support. That's the power of self-compassion. It allows us to navigate difficult moments with more grace and resilience. So, remember these key takeaways. Self-compassion is not a sign of weakness. It's a strength that empowers you to face challenges with greater courage and resilience. It reduces stress, boosts self-esteem, fuels motivation, enhances relationships, and ultimately improves your overall mental well-being. Start practicing self-compassion today by treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer to a dear friend. When you stumble, acknowledge it without judgment. When you feel overwhelmed, remember that you're not alone and give yourself permission to rest and recharge. Remember, you are worthy of love and compassion, starting with your own self. Now go out there, be kind to yourselves, and conquer the day. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little extra self-compassion in their lives. And as always, keep pushing those boundaries, but remember to do it with kindness and grace. I'll catch you on the next episode of Spartan Discipline Daily.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.